Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. One person has been arrested for allegedly ramming a van into a crowd of thousands celebrating a soccer victory in Liverpool, England. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
The driver accelerated into the crowd, hit several people, then slowed down and then sped up again and then hit more people. They were knocked to the side or further in front of the van.
At least 17 people injured. In the U.S., a manhunt is underway after a former police chief convicted of rape and murder broke out of a prison where he's serving 80 years.
Grant Hardin had been in a prison in Arkansas since 2017. He escaped around 3:40 p.m. Sunday, police say, wearing a makeshift outfit designed to mimic law enforcement. Hardin was the former police chief for the city of Gateway, Arkansas, and pleaded guilty to murder and is also serving time for the rape of an elementary school teacher. Rand Champion is with the state's Department of Corrections.
We do feel very confident that he is fairly close to the prison here at Calico Rock. We've had a lot of tips and leads.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
In Louisiana, five inmates are still missing after a prison break there. This is a day to honor service members who died for our country. Vice President J.D. Vance at Arlington National Cemetery.
On this Memorial Day, let us remember that we have been given a great gift, often by people none of us ever met. Let us cherish that gift and make ourselves worthy of it.
CBS's Jared Hill has more.
Across the country, Americans marked the holiday with parades and flowers. In Kentucky, a field of poppies is a symbol of remembrance.
Along New York's Hudson River, a ceremony at the Intrepid Museum, a transformed aircraft carrier, marked the sacrifice of the nation's military families.
The nation's remembering Korean veteran and longtime former New York Congressman Charles Rangel, who died at the age of 94.
He loved this country on every level. You know, as we fought various battles legislatively, I remember the very hard work he did.
Yvette Clark is chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Rangel was a founding member. For many Americans, Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to summer. This man made a beeline to the beach at Ocean City, New Jersey.
This is awesome. This is beautiful. This is exactly what you would expect to see on Memorial Day weekend down here in Ocean City. Just people everywhere, enjoying the beach, walking the boards, getting the pizza, ice cream, popcorn, all that good stuff.
To the beach, the mountains, or the barbecue, an estimated 45 million people are traveling this holiday weekend. That's 1.4 million more than last year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a three-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right two people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity, so you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, even some thunder, high upper 50s. Better shower chance Wednesday, high mid-50s. Warmer temperatures build into the area for the rest of the week and upcoming weekend. It's 60 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1966.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. 1966, if you remember it, you were either really paying attention or you're still trying to explain to your grandkids how a rotary phone worked. Let's hop into our time machine, no seatbelts required, and take a joyride through a year that was all tie-dye, transistor radios, and a whole lot of change. On the radio in 1966, we were listening to Paul Revere and the Raiders, Kicks on WRJN. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders and Kicks on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. That was the first top 10 hit for Paul Revere and the Raiders, who were famous for performing while dressed in American Revolutionary War soldier uniforms. And speaking of war, in 1966, Lyndon B. Johnson was in the White House. The Vietnam War was escalating. Protests were brewing hotter than a percolator on a Sunday morning. Draft cards were being burned, love beads were strung, and slogans like "Make love, not war" echoed across college campuses, usually between sit-ins and peace marches. On the radio in 1966, we were listening to The Supremes, "You Keep Me Hanging On." It's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Yeah. about it.
'66, it's the Supremes, and You Keep Me Hanging on WRJN. Although that song never won a Grammy, that song, along with Where Did Our Love Go, were both inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. In 1966, the average house cost about $14,000, and if you had shag carpeting and wood paneling, you were living large. The kitchen was a symphony of avocado green appliances, and if your family had a color TV, you were royalty. And those TVs, built like furniture, weighed more than your Buick. And in 1966, there was a brand new device hitting the shelves. It was the calculator.
Hello, Pete. Hey, have you got that estimate ready for me yet?
Oh, sorry, I haven't, Bill, but if you give me the cost per square foot on those two items, I can give it to you right away.
Well, let's see now. The cost of item one was $7.95 per square foot. Item two is $2.85 per square foot.
Just a second. It's going to cost you $897.40, including federal and provincial sales tax.
Good enough. Say, how did you get that answer so fast?
Oh, it's easy. In fact, there's nothing to it with my new Olivetti Underwood calculator. You know, it used to take me hours to figure out some of the things I get the answer to now in seconds. Not only that, I used to make the odd mistake. Not anymore. Right. Why not call your local Underwood representative for a demonstration of what this remarkable new calculator can do for you? It's the fastest way to calculate or estimate with complete accuracy.
On the radio in 1966, we were listening to the Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. By my good, good.
the Beach Boys from 1966 on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1966. Well, in 66, you were probably listening to the Beach Boys on AM radio while you were cramming into VW Bugs. And the gas for those VW Bugs? You were paying 32 cents a gallon. In the movie theaters in 1966, we were watching Clint Eastwood. Good, the Bad, and the Ugly premiered in 1966. And as you headed to the movies, your hair was probably higher than your ambitions. Bouffants, beehives, and beetle cuts ruled the day. In fashion, if your pants didn't flare or your dress didn't dazzle, were you even trying? That's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another class reunion. Tomorrow, we feature the class of 1961.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big boy. spooky old woods along. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
And timeless hits, WRJN, Memorial Day 2025, a day when flags fly high, heads bow low. Memorial Day is for the brave, we never forget. 1961, it's Del Shannon in Runaway on WRJN. Tom Petty makes a reference to that in his song Running Down a Dream. The line is, it was a beautiful day, me and Del were singing a little Runaway.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, even some thunder, high upper 50s. Better shower chance Wednesday, high mid 50s. Warmer temperatures build into the area for the rest of the week and upcoming weekend. It's 60 right now.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, bars, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. It's a Memorial Day, three-day weekend.
For some people.
For some, yeah. I know you had to work today, and I have to work today, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. So yesterday, my wife and I, we went to the Racine Theater Guild. They did the musical Legally Blonde.
Oh, my gosh. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the musical yet.
But. Okay. It was good. Everyone did a fantastic job and everything. But I got thinking about something because there's those scenes that are in the hairdresser's salon.
Ah, those are the best.
Remember? And they have
Bend and Snap.
And that's right. Bend and Snap. They did a whole song about it. So anyway, they have the scenes in the hairdressers and there's those hair dryers that you sit at and they put the big dome over your head.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yes. Well, not so much myself, but my grandma.
I was going to say, is that still a thing anymore?
You know, I don't see those very often and I don't go to salons. And now it's a salon. You don't go, you know, to the beauty shop or whatever they used to call it right now. But yeah, I think they might still have some in the back in case something happens and they need to dry someone's hair. Usually they have it when they're set, like the rollers are set. So it dries the whole head at the same time. But I don't know if we have any of those around.
You mentioned your grandma, and I remember seeing one of those in my grandma's basement. She actually owned one that she put in her basement.
That is so funny because I think my grandma had one too, but she'd rather go to the shop.
Oh, sure.
Get the set. But yes, and I believe if I remember correctly, it was turquoise blue.
The hair dryer was turquoise blue?
Yes, okay. Yes, that's funny.
You know, I think my mom actually had one too.
Here we go, down memory lane.
I think, I'm pretty sure. That's been a long time. It's been a long time. I was just wondering if that was still a thing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say somewhere it's still a thing.
Do you go to a stylist? Like, do you have somebody you go to that you like to chit chat with? And you know,
yes, I do. As a matter of fact, okay. It's my daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she went to beauty school.
That's right.
She does it on the side, but yeah. Hey, you know, she comes to the house. It's great service and boom. Yeah,
makes it nice and easy, doesn't it?
It is. And I get to talk to her and catch up. You know, we don't see each other that often, but yeah, it's great.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. There she is, my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
So I'd like to know where the boat. To keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, farming is still alive and well in Racine County, and WRJN keeps you in the know. Weekday mornings from 5 till 6, catch Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Updates throughout the day, too. Agriculture news you can count on, only on WRJN.
My love is warm. Happened. 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we've teamed up with the Racine County Eye to form the largest local news team in Racine County. So you can catch the breaking news and headlines here on WRJN and dive into full coverage at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, we're strengthening our commitment to local news, WRJN and the Racine County Eye.
Start your long holiday week. weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates, perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Master Vapist Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Saying that there's nobody leaning than the little old lady from Pasadena.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and more Timeless Hits on the way, too, on this Memorial Day. Remember, Memorial Day is more than just barbecues. It's a moment to honor those who gave everything. You have yourself a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. A driver crashes a car into a group of tens of thousands who gathered in Liverpool, England to celebrate a soccer victory. The BBC's Matt Cole was in that crowd.
There were screams ahead of us, and suddenly this dark blue car just came through the crowd. Now, it just wasn't stopping. I managed to grab my daughter who was with me and jump out of the way. Missed myself and my family by literally inches.
More from CBS's Remy Innocencio.
A police spokesman confirmed that they arrested a 53-year-old British man from the Liverpool area. They're asking people not to speculate on the circumstances or his motive. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has weighed in, saying that what has happened in Liverpool is appalling.
17 people are injured here in the U.S. It's Memorial Day, and at Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump spoke of those who died in service of our country.
They've offered all that they had within them and given their last breaths to each and every one of us that we might live safe and breathe free.
A longtime groundbreaking former member of Congress has died at the age of 94.
Charles Rangel spent 46 years in Congress. He was a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus and was the first black chair of the House's Influential Ways and Means Committee. A Korean War vet, Rangel earned a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. He often spoke out about his opposition to the Iraq War.
I challenge anyone to tell me that their feelings about this war in Iraq would not be different if they thought that their loved ones, their family,